Hello, everyone. Welcome to Yachting International Radio. You're with Corinne Reason from the Crew Coach on the Wellbeing Project. Now, recently, I was tagged in a post with regards to a crew member deciding not to take the vaccine. As most of you know, as crew, you're seeing it as a mandatory requirement to be vaccinated in order to work on board. And in that post, I was reminded of my mum, who's here with me today. And I'll let my mum do a little introduction in a minute. But the reason why I reached out to my mum, because she actually contracted COVID this year, and her background is in alternative therapies, and more specifically, something that's called body alignment. And she is very knowledgeable in this area with regards to how you can take care of your body from a physical and emotional perspective, because emotions, and we can go into detail about this and you can explain a bit more, Mum, but how emotions actually manifest in physical form as well. So if you are stressed or burnt out on a super yacht, like I was, you do find that your body will present issues in particular ways. So over to you, Christine Hardy.
Okay, thanks, my darling. Okay, yeah, well, I'm glad you asked me to talk about this, because first of all, let me just explain a little bit about what body alignment is. In fact, what we call it now is life alignment. We changed the name, but of course, body alignment sounds like it could be some kind of form of exercise or something, but it's not. It's a vibrational healing system. So we are all vibrational beings. And from an emotional perspective, when we're stressed about something or traumatized about something or feel we have no choices about something, it creates stress in the body, and then that plays out as symptoms. So I think what we're going to be talking about today is focusing on, yes, what the vaccine is doing to people who are stressed about whether they should take it or not, or if they're feeling forced that they should take it, and what can they do about it. So just a quick little intro about life alignment then. So life alignment is a form of energy medicine that works with the body and the mind, our emotional well-being, our physical well-being. Nothing is separate. Everything is interrelated. So I'm trained by a doctor of natural medicine who started teaching this method in 1991. And now we have teachers around the world, and I'm one of the teachers and practitioners of life alignment. So what do you think is the most pressing kind of concern right now, Karine?
Well, as starting this interview specifically, it was with regards to the unknown and not knowing, I think, what the vaccine can do to the body. And it's morphing all the time, as we know, and it's also a trial, from what I've heard, it's a trial drug. It's not proven.
Yes.
Yet, yes. What the side effects are. So people don't want to put their livelihoods at risk, which is understandable, but then they might be very passionate about the industry and need this work. So they kind of stuck in it between a rock and a hard place.
Yes. Okay. Well, look, first of all, I do believe that there is some kind of law that protects people. I don't think we are really in a position where we're absolutely 100% forced to have this vaccination. And I think it needs to be a personal choice for people. So I think it's important to find out what your legal rights are to start off with. And I think that from what I can gather, there is a letter that you can write that doesn't make you kind of come across as refusing to have the vaccination, but you're asking certain questions about it, and then asking at the end of it if they can actually, if it is going to cause any side effects or damage suffered from having the vaccination, that they are going, your employer is going to take responsibility for it. But that's something else, and that's separate. But I do urge that they find out about this. In fact, I do have a letter already that's been sent to me, because when you asked me about this last night, I reached out to our Life Alignment community around the world and said, you know, what's your take on it? Because I know within our community, we also have a very, you know, a strong group of people who are totally against it, and then others who are okay with it. So understanding the body is that, you know, we all are going to respond differently to the vaccination. But from an energy perspective, if we are really stressed about something and feeling that we are put in a corner, our body is going to respond to that. And then anything that we do while we are stressed is going to play out in the body. So in other words, from my perspective as an energy healer, it's important that we don't fall into the negativity of it, but raise our vibration, and so that we can come into alignment with it. Mm-hmm. So that's my take on it. You mentioned that I had COVID. Yes, I did. As you know, your stepdad had COVID. He died of it, or as a result of it, but that was because of his own health issues. And underlying health issues. I was absolutely perfectly fine. I've had the vaccination myself, and I did a pre-vaccination balance on myself and a post. What this does is just to help your body come into alignment with, you know, the vaccination that you've had. It's we have these vortex cards, which are like little magnets, which work with the vibration of the body or the vibration of the environment. You know, we spoke about a little bit about the toxicity in our environment from electromagnetic stress and geopathic stress and things like that. So these cards, when they're placed on a specific part of the body, raise the vibration and bring your body into alignment with that vibration. So I'm not making any claims about that, you know, you must have this vaccine, you know, you must have this balance if you're going to have the vaccination. But when we can find ways to empower ourselves and raise our own vibration, we've got we're in a much better position to be able to level out the effects of what the body is going to respond to whatever it is we are facing.
Okay, so if you reflect back when you did the pre-balance and the post-balance, I know you said that everyone's bodies respond differently, but what was your experience of the vaccine once you did the pre-balance and then the post-balance?
Okay, so because everyone's body responds completely differently, we can't put my experience into a category of that's the response you're going to get, because with energy medicine, we don't know and we don't understand how the body's going to respond.
No, but I'm just asking you specifically based on your
experience. Yeah. So from my experience, I didn't have any symptoms except tiredness for a couple of days and a slight bruised tender feeling in my arm where the vaccination went into my arm. And most people that I know within the Life Alignment sector that are doing the pre and the post are having similar experiences. So no one's having any harsh, that I'm aware of, any harsh responses or reactions from doing the pre and the post. What it's doing is just helping to detoxify the body. So you don't have the symptoms of a foreign subject or a foreign substance that's gone into the body that your body would, you know, obviously normally respond to. And some people may respond more, but you're not going to know, you know, you're not going to know exactly how you're going to respond.
Okay. Now, from memory, I might be wrong. I thought that you both took something, I don't know, when you either found out you had COVID or before you had COVID, that there was something.
Yes, I didn't take, I took some natural remedies. My husband, Guy, decided to take ivermectin, which is really supposed to be very, very good, you know, but I'm not a medical person. I'm an energy, I work with the body's energy system. So, you know, people must do their own research on what they want to do and what they're comfortable with. I wasn't comfortable with taking ivermectin because I like to go more the natural route first. From that perspective, I think people must do their own research and do what they feel is comfortable to build their own immunity. I think it's just important that you don't feel like you've got your back up against the wall, and not get stressed about it, because when you're stressed, your body's going to respond in a lower vibration, which isn't going to help. And that goes for anything.
Yeah, I know that this with practitioners that they do things like muscle testing. Mm-hmm. And for people who don't know what it is, are you able to explain what muscle testing is about?
Yeah, so muscle testing is given the name kinesiology. So it's a biofeedback response from the body, but that you can only do in person. So you would need to physically see a kinesiologist, because they're going to be testing your muscle. Mm-hmm. So I do kinesiology when I'm seeing people in person, but I do a lot of remote work. So in other words, I can work with people from wherever they are in the world. I don't need to physically see them. So what I do is I connect with them via something that is normally their handwriting, and then I work with their energy at a distance to do the pre and the post balance. And I also can ask their higher self, would this be beneficial for your health going forward? So that helps people in a way to feel more at ease about what they are doing. But again, it's about coming into your own inner wisdom and your own inner guidance. And sometimes we kind of get an instinct about something, but our mind gets in the way as well. And then, you know, the collective consciousness. So when you are feeling negative towards something or about something, you're going to gravitate to the more people that feel the same way. And it's affirming and deepening that either positivity or negativity towards that. And I prefer to keep completely neutral in as far as this is concerned, and help people to come to their own choices and decisions about things, which then alleviates the stress behind it. Mm-hmm. And through a form of kinesiology, that's one way of doing it. But like I say, the person needs to be present. And the other thing that I do is I just connect in another way, which is similar to kinesiology, but it doesn't require the person to be physically there. It's done through dowsing with a pendulum.
Okay. And going back to what I initially started with emotions manifesting into physical dis-ease in the body, can you shed some light about that?
Okay, yeah, let's just talk about something very basic. Like when you feel stressed, connect with your body. What's happening with your body when you feel stressed? You know, just close your eyes for a minute, and maybe, seeing as we're talking about the vaccination here, close your eyes and just think, now how is this making me feel? And then when you go into that feeling, ask yourself, where am I feeling this in the body? And you know, acknowledge the anxiety that's there, acknowledge the fear that might be there connected with the emotion that it's creating in your body. And you'll notice that, you know, things start to tighten up, because when we're stressed, everything contracts. Mm. So when everything contracts, we're going to go into fight, flight response, say, for example, and we know that, and then we'll freeze. And then when we freeze, we don't do anything. We just rather just do nothing. We just like, you know, stay stuck, not able to make any choices and decisions. So everything will start off with feeling dis-ease in the body. And then if it goes unaddressed, that disease will play out as symptoms. Now, those symptoms are things that most people will say, okay, I don't really want to revisit this feeling because it's uncomfortable. So let's just suppress it. So what they'll do is they'll take an anxiety tablet or they'll take a sleeping tablet. They're not sleeping because they're worrying about this. And all that's doing is suppressing it. It's not really getting to the root cause of the problem and empowering the person to move forward with the choices. So once we've acknowledged what this feels like in the body and we've connected to the body, then we will help them to empower them to come into making their own choices and decisions and feeling comfortable about those choices and decisions. Because you recheck the body again, you say, well, okay, how does it feel in my body now I have made these new choices? And so your body is your barometer, it's your gauge. And when you understand your body and the way you're responding to the stresses and the triggers of those, this is where you understand, are you in a low vibration or a higher vibration, for example, because the body is the most amazing barometer to tell you what's going on. But you sometimes need someone to help facilitate you through that process, which is, you know, what life alignment is all about, helping people to come back into balance and guiding them to come into their own conclusions. It's not going to be told what you should do or what you shouldn't do. It's just a process.
Fantastic. That's very important. Thank you. Now, I mentioned it yesterday on the phone to you about you coming into my membership that I have called TCC Tribe. Once a month, we have a guest expert that comes in, and these guest experts specialize in very specific niche areas like yourself and come from all over the world. And I've penciled you in. You don't know it.
Okay.
My members know about it too. They said, yes, bring your mum in. So the doors of the membership are currently closed, but they're opening on the 25th of August. But it'd be fantastic for the members to get a better understanding of what life alignment is in practice. And so you mentioned, and we had a discussion yesterday about showing the cards and all that, because this is a radio interview, we can't go in great depth and you're not going to benefit unless you actually see it. So it would be a fantastic opportunity for our members to have a taste of that, to get a better understanding and feel of what this all means and the positive impact it can have.
No, absolutely. And if there's any questions that they've got, that's great. But otherwise, we could even kind of do a collective mini group balance for them. So if they come with an intention prior, I can work with that, because as much as you talk about this, it's not the same as experiencing it. And I think the big question is, how can you work with something intangible, especially at a distance? It makes it seem even more weird and strange. How can it work is the big question people have. So by experiencing it is something amazing. So it would be a great pleasure to do a mini balance with them and let them experience it, where they will do their own inner work with me as a group. So that could be a possibility.
Thank you for graciously accepting on the spot. There was one more thing I wanted to make. Yes, that's it. I know you send out newsletters and they're very informative, so probably that's also a good way for people to access information about this particular practice. So how can people find you or get on your mailing list?
Okay, so I'll give you my email address, which is Christine, Christine, at Christine Hardy, and the surname is Hardy.co.za. I do use WhatsApp a lot, so WhatsApp or Messenger is really good. So that's for direct contact, and also using Telegram. So I've actually created a group on Telegram for anyone who wants to do group work, self-discovery group work once a month. But we can do something very similar with your group, so that you know, they have a feeling for what this is all about. And I have a website. So my website is www.christinehardylifealignment.co.za.
Perfect. Thank you so much for your time.